Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. Governor Tim Walz is urging Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem to restore a $700,000 federal grant that supported Minnesota's violence prevention efforts. The Targeted Violence and Terrorism Prevention Grant was abruptly canceled in July, cutting key positions within the Behavioral Threat Assessment and Management Team at the State Bureau of Criminal Apprehension. Walz says recent tragedies like the murder of Emerita House Speaker Melissa and Mark Hortman and the fatal shooting at Annunciation Catholic Church highlight the devastating cost of failing to act. Mayo Clinic Health Systems is shutting down six clinics in southern Minnesota by the end of the year. The locations set to close are Belle Plaine, Caledonia, Montgomery, Northridge, St. Peter, and Wells. These closures will leave the Mayo system with 19 locations in the state. Ragweed, pollen, and mold are making Minnesotans with fall allergies cough and sneeze right now. Dr. Zeke McKinney of Health Partners says you should try to avoid those triggers.
If you've gone outdoors and come back inside, hey, you know, take off your shoes, wash your hands, change your clothes, take a shower. I mean, all of those things can help reduce some of the things you're dragging into the house with you.
McKinney says the fall allergy season is getting longer and the first hard frost is happening later. The Federal Bureau of Prisons confirmed Monday that an inmate at the Duluth Federal Prison Camp died. 60-year-old Terrence Boucher was discovered unresponsive around 8:30. Prison staff immediately began life-saving efforts and contacted emergency medical services. Upon arrival, EMS personnel pronounced Boucher dead. He had been incarcerated at the minimum security facility since September of 2024. In other headlines, a man conducting survey work was killed Monday morning after being struck by an SUV in Scott County near Elko New Market. According to the Scott County Sheriff's Office, deputies responded to a report of a pedestrian hit in New Market Township just before noon. Investigators say an SUV driven by a 58-year-old man from Lonsdale was traveling northbound when it struck the worker, a 44-year-old man from Minneapolis. The incident remains under investigation. The Minnesota Vikings' impressive come-from-behind win in Chicago is getting praise this morning on Capitol Hill in Washington. In her opening remarks at an ag hearing, Democratic Congresswoman Angie Craig had this message for fellow Minnesotan Republican Brad Finstead.
I suspect perhaps that one of the only things you and I are going to agree on today is Skol Vikings. So I will say that.
Finstead appreciated it and gave a fist pump for the Vikings' victory. This is MNN.